With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. Circuit Court Judge Mark Barnett has issued a preliminary injunction against Initiated Measure 22. That means requirements of the Anti-Corruption Act are placed on hold. Those include establishing an ethics commission, creating a publicly funded campaign finance system, and revising state campaign finance and lobbying laws. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Least Rubinger has the report.
Proponents of Initiated Measure 22 say they are surprised at the circuit court judge's decision to issue a preliminary injunction against the measure. Don Frankenfeld is with South Dakotans for Integrity. That group backs IM-22. Frankenfeld says the group is evaluating their next steps.
It's not final or definitive, but it is a disappointment because this is a decision that could have been made. We were hopeful it would be made in our favor. Our favor means no injunction, and instead the injunction was created. So it's at least a modest disappointment to us and just tells us that we have more work to do.
A group of lawmakers, lobbyists, and special interest groups are challenging the constitutionality of the measure. Senator Blake Curd is leading the lawsuit against IM-22. Opponents of the measure include Governor Dennis Dugard. He says voters were hoodwinked by scam artists who grossly misrepresented what the measure would do. Attorney General Marty Jackley is defending the measure voters approved last month. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
Headline news via Twitter. Follow us at SDPB News. You can also follow me. I'm at Chris SDPB. There's a winter weather advisory southeast tomorrow morning into Sunday morning. Cloudy tonight, chance at snow west and south, lows in the single digits below zero to near 12 above. Tomorrow, snow central and southeast, chance at snow northwest, highs near 5 to the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, snow in the northeast, a chance at light snow northwest and southeast, lows from near zero to 10 above to near 20.